93.7, the River City's new classic rock. There goes Queen, David Bowie, Under Pressure, Dog and Joe Show. Yesterday I was cruising around. I was listening to the lovely Monica Lowe, and I heard her mention this on her show yesterday. And that's what the CHP wants you to do. The CHP wants you to put your neighbors and friends under pressure. CHP is asking local drivers to report people they know who are living in the state but driving with an out-of-state license. They got a website. It's called Cheaters. Okay, you go to Cheaters, and what you can do is you can turn your friends and neighbors in, because the CHP says the state of California loses millions of dollars a year in revenue from California residents who unlawfully register their vehicles in other states or countries. Somebody moving to California from out of state has 10 days after establishing residency to get a California driver's license and 20 days to register his or her vehicle.
That's not much time.
No, it's really not. You know, when you're in transit and you're trying to settle down. 766-9370. Would you turn someone in that's been here longer than 10 days or has a California driver's license or, I'm sorry, registration after 20 days? You see a neighbor. You see a lady at the store. And most often it's going to be a neighbor. And you know that they just moved in next door to you and they're still rocking the out-of-state plate, haven't registered. I don't know, maybe you ID them. You see that they still got like a Maine or Wisconsin ID. Are you going to go to the Cheaters website and rat them out?
Me personally?
Anybody. 766-9370.
There's absolutely no way I would do that. That's ratting.
Yeah, but it is unlawful what they're doing.
So what? I'm a fellow drug abuser. Former drug abuser, not fellow.
I was going to correct you, but you did. Yeah,
I'm a former drug abuser. I run by a strict code of rules. Uh-huh. Anyone who has done or does drugs cannot be a rat.
Well, why? Well, there's no mafia code.
There's a mafia code. There's a code. You cannot do something illegal and then turn someone in for doing something illegal. That's called ratting.
Okay, well, this is going way off base, but since you brought it up that way, 766-9370. So let's say you see a guy, he's beating an old woman, taking her purse.
Okay, that's a crime against humanity.
Okay.
Like doing something bad to a child, doing something bad to a lady, doing something bad to an elderly
folk. You're walking through
a
store, you see a bunch of teenage kids shotgunning beers in the aisle or stuffing candy bars
in
their pants.
Do I turn them in? No.
You're not going to turn them in?
Nope.
You walk out of the store after they shotgun beers. You don't say anything to store management. You don't call. And after they, let's say, slug down a bunch of beer, they jump in a car. And they're going to take off driving drunk now.
I would approach them.
Okay? So now you're going to go vigilante.
Not vigilante. Uh-huh. I'd be like, hey, boys, I was a kid once, too.
Mm-hmm.
I had fun shotgunning beers. I'm an old man right now, but I consider myself to be a millennial old man. I may go home and shotgun some more. Yeah. I heard about that new beer bong where you could do two beers, just like a syringe.
Yeah.
I'm up. I'm down with the 411.
Okay.
Maybe you could let someone else drive you home.
Okay.
Hey, you let someone else drive you, I'll come over and bong some beer with you.
Oh, so now you're going to contribute to the minors and play in their...
Do we know they're minors?
Yeah, I just said they were minors. Yeah, they're minors. Yeah, well, they're underage.
Maybe I wouldn't contribute to the delinquency of minors, but I would try and funnily
kind of talk them down.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. That's just doing your due diligence as a.
I'm trying to think of some other scenarios where you would just keep on walking because you're not going to rat.
I would never. Would you?
Okay, you see someone run a red light. They run a red light. They smash in to say not someone else, but a power pole. They blow a fire hydrant off the ground.
Are they hurt?
I don't know. Are they? Are you gonna?
I think
keep...
if they run a red light and they smash into a fire pole.
Yeah.
I mean, they would. I don't know what a fire pole is. What is that?
A power pole. A fire hydrant.
Pole. Okay.
Yeah. So, are you gonna think they might be under the influence? Are you gonna think they're a danger, a menace to other motorists? You're just gonna keep on going because you're not a rat.
I would stop.
But you're not gonna call 911. What are you gonna do? Jump out, throw your coat over the fire hydrant?
That's an accident. You got it. That's being a good Samaritan.
How do you know it's an accident? What if they're inebriated?
Well, that is not my fault. If someone needs medical attention and they're inebriated, I'm going to try and get them a medical
attention.
But
you're not being a responsible civic citizen if you're just walking by, turning the cheek to everything because you're not a rat.
That's not ratting. That's okay. You see someone get into an accident and you stop to help them and they need medical attention and you call for an ambulance. And then when the ambulance gets there, they find out they're in, that is not ratting on someone.
Let's say they run the red light and they blow through the red light and they run over a fire hydrant. Water's shooting up in the sky. They keep driving. What are you going to do? You're just going to keep driving, not say anything? You're not going to call 911. You're not going to do anything. That's just a normal day. You're going to go on home.
I possibly would call 911 and say, you know what? I saw a vehicle run through and crash into a fire hydrant. Now you've got a man-made geyser on 4th Street.
Do you have the license plate?
No, I don't. I couldn't even tell you what color car it was.
Really? Well, that part I know is true, but you're not even going to you're going to take the time to call 911, but you're not going to write the plate down.
Legitimately, I would not be able to take the time to write the plate, and I certainly wouldn't be able to remember the plate number, nor would I even be able to remember the color of car. I probably couldn't even tell you what kind of car it was.
766-9370, CHP is asking for your help to turn in people with out-of-state plates or out-of-state licenses. Let's go to...
That can't happen. People don't do stuff like that. Normal folk.
Brad, welcome. What's up?
Hey, I'm just wondering. I'm first-time caller.
Oh, Brad. Yes. Okay. All right.
Welcome, Brad.
Anywho, what about the whole ICE thing? You know? Are you going to turn somebody in for being an illegal immigrant in the state of California?
Yeah, Joe.
No. I mean, we probably pass 15 a day.
And again,
how would you even know?
A little tougher if you're not going to profile, if you're not going to say, hey, do you have your documentation? Do you have your green card? That's a little tougher to figure out, but let's say knowingly.
I mean, think about how many illegal aliens we probably see just living in Sacramento on a daily basis.
Okay.
Or anywhere nowadays.
You're not going to call immigration.
No.
You're not going to call the naturalization, so you're just going to keep trucking.
How would I even know?
Let's just say you did know. Somehow you found out. You're not going to say anything.
No.
Brad, would you?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you going to say when you call?
That there's an illegal immigrant living here?
Yeah, I just...
Why would you do that?
I just met someone. He's undocumented. He's hanging out at the corner of this and that, and he's looking for work. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know what the story is.
I mean, if they were committing a crime or they were being bad to people or
they've already
or
committed
something.
A crime. They've gained illegal entry to our country. That's illegal. That's the crime.
That's a crime.
Yeah. So you're just going to turn
that is technically against the law, isn't it?
Yeah, I love diving into Joe's world, you know, because he doesn't want a rat. And I just want to find out.
I don't think that's right to do, is it? I mean, it's not right to... Technically, ratting is telling on someone to get yourself out of trouble. So that's technically
ratting is. It's not to get yourself out of trouble. Ratting is to get that person in trouble.
Isn't that what the mafia considers a rat? Like, you get picked up for, I don't know, whatever, and you're part of the mafioso crew.
Yeah, that's what...
And then you snitch on the big leader, so you get yourself...
My definition of the way Scorsese... tells it.
That's ratting, isn't
that's
it?
That's ratting, but to rat someone out is to tattle on them. You're going to rat them out, you're going to tell on them.
Well, I teach my child, don't be a tattletale. So, uh-huh. I mean, I would think that as an adult, you wouldn't be a tattletale. What would behoove someone, a grown human being, to be a tattletale?
Well, in this case, the scenario Brad gave, it keeps Americans, and it keeps those who have gained illegal entrance out of our country. That's what we gain. We keep freedom free, and we keep America safe.
So you've
safe.
Done your due diligence as an American to get one illegal alien off the street?
Well, God. I mean,
there's probably a million more here.
Could you imagine cops if they lived by your theory? Cops every day?
That's their job.
I know it's
their
job.
That's their job. I didn't choose that job.
They don't look at it as one drug dealer out of a million. They look at it as one less off the street. So however you want to look at it, Brad, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Brad.
Matt, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to bring up the point, with this whole registration thing. Hopefully people don't start ratting out our military because they're all exempt to living out of state. So that's the one thing I wanted to bring
up.
Okay,
so you're saying military should get a pass.
Well, they do. They're exempt. If they're from out of state, they're exempt from that. They're home arrest.
If they're currently serving, if they're active.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Well, then they're going to have people coming over to their house. Like the police that drive around the neighborhoods, the neighborhood security control, the people that write you tickets for watering your lawn too much.
Yeah. That's called code enforcement.
Yeah. You see those guys all the time.
Yeah.
And they're going to stop by and go, so we understand that you're driving around in the state of California with a state of Nevada license plate thing on you.
No, I don't think code enforcement's coming out. I think CHP is going to, if they're going to form this thing and head this thing up, they're going to be the ones issuing the tickets.
And now we're going to disturb our veterans.
Again, veterans, carte blanche. They should get and live by a total set of different rules, in my opinion. I've always felt that.
How many people are doing this that the CHP would need to actually issue a statement about turning in your neighbors?
They want to generate money.
Is there a lot of folks doing this?
I think there's not enough folks doing it. That's why they want to publicize
no,
it.
No, I mean, is there a lot of folks living here and with different license plates?
There's tons of folks here. Look where we live in Sacramento. You go up to Reno, you're in Reno in 2 hours. Tons of people want to register in Nevada because they want to avoid the smog. They want to avoid all the registration. They want to avoid the tax.
Now, see, as a former drug abuser, I would smoke marijuana behind the wheel before I would live here with an Indiana license plate on. That's like a red beacon to get pulled over.
So you're saying
that to be in another state with another state's license plate.
First thing you should do is get everything corrected.
Well, yeah, that's like driving with expired tags. That's like giving yourself a reason to be pulled over.
Sandy, what's up?
Hi.
Hi, Sandy.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Yay. I'm a first time caller as well.
Oh, Sandy.
Whoa.
All
right. Welcome.
Welcome. I mean, thanks. You know, I don't have a bleeding heart bone in my body, and I don't need to be babysat. And as far as I'm concerned, the amount of taxes that we pay living here in California is extortion. So if you can live here and save some of your hard-earned money, I'm all for it.
So you're saying you would turn someone in?
No, she's saying she would not turn someone in.
Oh, you would not turn someone in.
No, it's none of my business, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the entire problem with California times 10. It's like there's no live and let live anymore.
But, Sandy, what about the adage, it takes a village? You know, I mean, if you're going to be responsible and you're going to be vigilant.
That adage goes to raising a baby.
Well, it goes to anything.
That's exactly right.
If you're going to be responsible in your community, it's good for your community.
Here's the deal. This is what I think. If everybody just took care of their own family,
yep,
not only would California, but the rest of the United States would not be in the
cesspool it's in. I know. Exactly, and when you say that, hear to you, because I fully believe that. Take care of you and yours before you ever look elsewhere. That I wholeheartedly agree with, 100%.
Yeah.
Jill, welcome.
Morning, boys.
Hi, Jill.
So, okay, first of all, I'm totally with Joe about the snitching thing. Like, it's not hurting anybody. You're not putting anybody in harm's way. So why would you snitch on somebody? Mm-hmm. Me personally, we actually do have out-of-state plates. And I'm born and raised from Sacramento, but we lived in Arizona for 7 years. And when we moved back, we kept our Arizona plates and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mainly because we still drive back and forth from Arizona to California. We work out there a lot.
But where do you live?
So we live in Sacramento, okay, mainly.
Okay. So this does affect you. This is the exact person. You're the exact person they're talking about and targeting.
Right, right. And as soon as we moved, no joke, we got a letter in the mail from the CHP because one of our neighbors ratted us out. And we had to, you know, tell them, you know, hey, we actually work in Arizona half of the year, so we do go back and forth.
But you're not living there.
Arizona,
but you're not living there.
But we still do claim some residency there. And they actually allow that because the majority of our work is still based out of there. Mm-hmm. So it's like we actually do go back and forth. Regardless, mm-hmm, they let us keep it. And, you know, because they filed a complaint and everything, and we had to answer it.
Okay.
And yeah,
I appreciate it.
I definitely don't agree with the snitching.
Okay. You called it ratting. To go back, what you called it was ratting, yeah, and that's fair.
Snitching, ratting, same thing.
I want to do as many as we can. Joe, welcome. What's up?
Good morning. And, you know, like the term, hey, it's none of my business, but what about when it comes to business? What if you're of Mexican heritage, you're here legally, you're a licensed contractor, a landscaping contractor, and you're doing work in my neighborhood, and an illegal immigrant comes in, no license, no driver's license, not paying taxes, and start stealing your business. What happens then? Now it is your business.
Why are they stealing your business? Are they doing like a better job than you?
What if they're doing it cheaper?
No, they're doing it half the price because they're not paying taxes, they're not paying workers' comp, they're not paying anything.
Yeah, they're not claiming anything, there's no insurance, there's no nothing.
Now it is my business, isn't it?
Well, is that the same thing as if a guy is dealing drugs on 4th Street and then another guy comes in and deals drugs on 4th Street and you tell the police on the other guy so that you can have your corner back?
Are both the guys dealing drugs? Are they both legal?
For that stuff.
Are they both documented or citizens?
Well, I mean, that just goes back to that's kind of what that scenario seems like to me, though.
Yeah, it's kind of one of the same. They're here illegally. What he's telling you, Joe, is would you allow that to happen? Meaning, you got to turn an undocumented worker
would
in.
Would I tell on someone who I knew was undocumented so I could continue making money in that neighborhood? Do you believe me to be that kind of a guy?
766-9370. This is what I want to say about the CHP. This is never, ever going to work. They got the website. It's called Cheaters. It will never work one second. You're going to have people that believe in doing the right thing time and time again. But this will not work because no one's going to rat, or the large majority of people will not rat without a reward. Now.
Oh, there you go. I didn't even think about that.
They say it's costing California taxpayers millions of lost revenue. You want me to participate? I don't care either, because I believe.
This is what he's about to say.
Yes.
Is dead dong true right now.
I don't care what you do. If you're not bothering me, I don't give a crap what you're doing. I don't even care if you're cutting up bones in a basement.
Well, that's a little much.
Leave me alone, because I don't care. Here's my deal. You want us to rat out out-of-state plates and licenses? Give me a reward.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about a cash reward. Knock 25, 50 bucks. Knock, all it would take probably is 10 bucks off my registration.
Or give you a free one speeding ticket. Or give me a free pass at a California stop.
Yeah, I mean, let me blow through one stop sign or knock $50 off next year's registration. Give me, I want 4 years smog free on my truck and my Mustang. Not every two, I want to go every four. Or give me every other 8 years. Make this incentive for me. Because you know what I'll do? I'll even put a magnet on my car that says I'm watching you out of state. Platers or whatever, and I'll be on the hook and on the horn. I mean, all the time. I'll be looking for people. I'll follow them. If you're going to incentivize me and give me a reward to rat, give me a badge. Paint me pink. I'm up for duty.
And coming from a man who writes Yelp reviews, what he's saying is 100% true, because that's basically what Yelp is. Yelp is online snitching.
It is. No. Whoa. You can't call Yelp online snitching. Yelp is completely different. Yelp is putting the people accountable that give you bad food, bad service, or bad business. What that does is it corrects and checks those people that are trying to screw us. That's what Yelp is. Yelp keeps people honest.
However you need to clarify it. I mean, that's okay.
It's not called
justify
rat.
It.
You don't write rats. It's not called ratting.
Yelp should be called snitch.
No, completely different. 766-9370. We'll post this up so you can read it and more calls. Hold on.